Fieldwork regarding the skate park initiative in Palo Alto, posted on April 5, 2021 by Mark Weiss, Plastic Alto. Palo Alto City Council has agendized for next week, Monday, April 12, a discussion of skateboarding. There is also a memo written by members Allison Cormack, C-O-R-M-A-C-K, and Greg Tanaka, T-A-N-A-K-A, on the topic. What should we do with Greer Park skateboard element, which is abandoned? Should we push, perhaps as a public-private partnership, for a state-of-the-art or usable skate park, like kids enjoy nearby in Menlo Park, Fremont, Newark, and San Jose? Palo Alto built an early public park, but no one uses it now for sundry reasons. The graffiti adds a rue to the scene, but is evidence that community services has given up here. Kieran, a 16-year-old Pali student and neighbor, agreed to meet me at Greer yesterday to teach me about his world, to help me try to impact the result of these discussions. He said he had not been to the park in 8 years. He had gone to Burgess, B-U-R-G-E-S-S, the day before. He has gone as far as Oregon to skate new parks with his family, if I got this correct. He and friends with cars go to Bay Area and South Bay parks frequently, it seems. Kieran is a talented skater who has won prizes in competitions. Maybe he would go pro after high school, although both his dad and uncle are Stanford professors and scientists. His uncle Mark played tennis for Stanford and Gunn. I knew him slightly since grade school. Ironically, a skater like Kieran approaches Palo Alto's publicly financed skate park like street skaters approach the built environment. What can we do here? Our park is not suitable for skating per se, but you can use your head if you are someone who is always looking to make do or improvise to turn the odd bench, curb, stairs, or rail into your domain to find some use for it. Kieran is not political, so this might be his only input on the issue. His parents had opinions on the topic, dad had signed the petition, and sent me some links, but didn't say whether they would chime in on April 12 or continue to advocate. I want Palo Alto to talk to and learn from the brightest and most interesting people on this topic, and not just crank through with a bureaucratic response. My allies on this are Cormack, Mayor Tom DuBois, Commissioners Keith Rechtel, Jeff Lamar, and David Moss, and activists Rebecca Eisenberg and Aram James, whose son Jameel Douglas is a pro-level skater. I don't know how to prioritize this compared to stopping Castalea expansion, helping the homeless, building a police station, preventing police dogs from biting the innocent, or 10 other things I have had opinions on. But I do think this is an opportunity to do right by a fairly substantial sub-community, albeit a special interest. At least two famous skaters are also great musicians. Steve Caballero of Soda, C-A-B-A-L-L-E-R-O, and other bands. Tommy Guerrero, G-U-E-R-R-E-R-O. John Worster of Superchunk published a childhood photo of himself on a board. Jazz and improv musician Philip Greenleaf, G-R-E-E-N-L-I-E-F, played in my series at Palo Alto Art Center, skates, and even wrote a letter to Berkeley City Council, who are responding to a similar opportunity. Gunn graduate Colt Cannon, C-O-L-T-C-A-N-N-O-N, is also a known skater. Here are two short clips of Kieran teaching me his skills. If Greer were better designed or upgraded, Kieran would catch some air and continue or flow to more features and tricks and not end up in the grass.
What is the basic thing that kids do when they're 8 and try to learn all this?
They just learn ollie or push before they come to skate parks.
And what does that look like, just to show me? If you're an 8-year-old doing it for the first time.
Pushing is just like his feet.
The Skateboard Initiative points out that contemporary parks would accommodate beginners more than Greer's archaic and disused feature does or could or did.